Hello again, and welcome to the Symphony of Destruction 2. Featuring your host with the most to boast from coast to coast. Oh, well, let me tell ya who it is. It's the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the 60-Minute Maniac, the Sultan of Surf, the Full Moon Child, the Slave to the Surf Wave, the Boss Bad Cat, Mr. Level 8, baby. It's the Lone Wolf here on the full moon of July, howling at that ball in the sky. Ow! It's the one, the only, the big dare Boski, Dirk Bragante. Looking good, feeling good. Ready to rock and roll on yet another episode of The Big Surf. And you're here with me too, so you must be raring to go. Good, good. I got lots of great stuff lined up for this month's episode, as always. High quality is what you can expect of the Surfany, nothing less. Hey, speaking of which, I made a comment in the notes for the last show that I had to re-record the whole damn thing. Yeah, I did. At the 11th hour, moments before the show was to be released, I did the whole thing over again. I almost didn't think I'd make it on time. Could it have been the first Symphony that came out late? Possibly, but I didn't want to have that on my record. No. I'll save that story for a little while later to keep you hanging on, though. I have some new music on the show for you from local Ontarians, the Kaputniks. The Sharawaji just released another edition of Surf Britannia, so we're going to hear that throughout the show as well. Some returning acts too, Los Cosmos, my boy, secret admirer, Durango 14, Moms I'd Like to Surf, and the Green Reflectors. Alright bro, well I'm ready to get some music going here, so what do you say? Let's let loose the surf and get moving. I am back on the air with the Big Surf. This is Dirk Bragante here. And let me tell you something, when it's time for me to sit down and get to work on the surfing, oh, it always brings a smile to my face. Never do I ever lose my passion for bringing you the finest in surf from around the earth. No way. Even when there's hell of obstacles in my way, the Big Dare Boski does not stop. Speaking of obstacles, I hit one last month, as hinted earlier. So let me tell ya. So Jill and I, we made the decision to move. We got a groovy little patent now. But with all that going on, it made it real tough to get started on recording the surfing. I got into a bit of a conundrum. Both apartments were empty, and that leads to some nasty echo. When you're recording, of course. So I decided to record in the closet of my old place. Hey, I've heard that's a good idea. Turns out it was not. I was sitting in that tiny little closet, my knees up to my ears, I was so cramped in there. And the recording came out like crap. Turns out, we need to have stuff in the closet to dampen the echo. Oh, boy. Well, I left it to the last minute, so I just decided it would be good enough. I went through, I edited it, and almost put the whole show together. Till I really listened and hella scrutinized it. There was no way in hell I could release this and feel good about it. So the day of the show, I had to make a decision. Delay the surfing for a day or two and record again? Or just friggin' re-record it that night, edit it that night, and release it that night. In all my years with the surfing, I have never been late. I couldn't do it now. So I wrapped up work on Friday evening, grabbed my mic, threw a blanket over my head, and I went to work. Oh, I should have stuck with what I knew. Blanket over the head is a much more reliable way. Hey, well, things are all settled down now. I've got a blanket over my head, a nice little spot to record. Our new place is very cool, and I don't have to worry about my recording situation anymore. All I'm concerned with is putting together a great little show for you. And, well, I think I got one for you. Starting off with a nice little set, ending with Mark Brody and Beaver Patrol, going back to the 90s with the surf track Banzai Rida. Los Atascados are back again, dropping another single off of their latest album, Destino Vedette, and the song is Satanella. Then my pals from Edinburgh, Secret Admirer, I'm friends with some of the band members on Facebook, and man, these guys are just some great dudes. Always posting funny stuff, and with them, we talk some video games once in a while. Anyways, back to the music. We heard from Secret Admirer and their song, The Keeper. The Kaputniks return with a new album, Counterintelligent, hot off the presses. And you're getting a taste of the new stuff with Chunk and Cheese.
Just saying that makes my mouth drier than the Sahara. Yeah.
Song's really good, though. And starting us off on episode 92, Point Break's tune off of the second volume of Surf Britannia, Jack's Bad. I got more coming up from Surf Britannia, of course. I have selections from the compilation in each set on the show today. I also had much more music lined up for you beyond that. We only dipped our toes in the water, and now we are ready to dive into the surf. I got some great bands lined up this set, Los Cosmos, Moms I'd Like to Surf, and Durango 14. Well, let's get this surf party started with some Takeshi Tarōshi, though. Yeah, that's the way to go.
We'll be right back.
here I am. Yeah, it's the Big Dareboski, Dirk Bragante, yes. Back after another great set of surf. Just chilling in the axis of mine. I got the AC on and I'm ready to start talking a lot. So my friend Big Dave, he just wrapped up his limited series on CJAM that was called Surf Beat, a very cool 60-minute surf show with special guests, other DJs on CJAM, as well as friends of Dave. Everybody's friends with Dave, he's a great guy. Ending with the Big Dareboski, of course, saving the best for last. Well, I finally got around to listening to a few episodes, and damn, I gotta say, this is some good stuff, pal. Dave always has some surf tricks up his sleeve, and listening to the first few episodes, I found myself saying, where did he find that? I actually said that quite a few times. It was good to hear some of my old friends on the show, too, like Carly of Everything's No Good, Brady of It Came From Planet Earth, and Walter of Night Flights. I haven't seen those cats in years, and I miss them. It was also very cool to hear what they brought to the table with their surf selections. Carly had a song on there that freaked me out for a minute, that being Those Straitjackets, Galaxy Drive. I heard that opening guitar riff and BAM! I got hit with a wave of nostalgia. Whoa, that track right there used to be my sound bed, the song that I played under my talking when I used to do the Surf Me back on CJAM. The song came on and whoa, I thought I was back on the air and I wasn't wearing any pants. No, I kid, I had some pants on. But I wasn't wearing a shirt, that's for sure. Anyways, well, now I got a plane and man, I feel like I'm back in the CJAM bunker, just causing a ruckus down there every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Woo! Well, let's keep the Galaxy Drive going, man. Alright. Shout out to Carly for playing that song. That really brought me back. Coming back to the present, though, on the Surfing of Destruction. Los Cosmos ended the second set from their awesome debut album and the song Ungrateful Scoundrel. Now for some more Surf Britannia. Surf Manchu from Scotland coming up with Ooh, Surf Me Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus. Oh, 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 Amadeus. Then we got some Durango 14 with Via Pequita and Moms I'd Like to Surf. Woo! Love that name. Their song Messiah Jerk. Then the Surfany favorite, damn, he's got to be the most highly played artist on the show, Takeshi Tarōshi in his blue jeans. Surf Party. I probably mentioned this before. Yeah, I definitely have. But I am always surprised when I find a song I have listened to for years and I have yet to play on the Surfany. That being the case with Takeshi Tarōshi's take on Surf Party. I swear, I double-checked the master playlist and nothing. Hell, I even checked again while I was writing this all out. I checked in all caps. I checked in lowercase. Nothing. Well, at least now I can check it off and say I did play it. We're ramping up now for our third set, and so I'm going to kick it off with some post Pampa Hill Days. They made their debut on the last episode, and I had to have them back. So here they are. Wait. They're right there. They're behind you.
aller dans la cave, récupérer ses pages et tuer cette sorcière.
We'll be right back. spies on the Big Surf. We've already made it to the end of the show. Oh, jeez. And to think we'll be moving on to the August episode. No.
No, I don't want to think about it. I feel like I barely had any summer.
Oh, wait. It's still early in July. That's good. Well, so I mentioned earlier in the show that I moved. Yeah, of course I did. So we have a nice balcony now so I can go out and sit out there and enjoy the outdoors. Beautiful time to get out there with the summer and all. My old place was, well, pretty old, so no balcony. And let me tell you, summers in that place were not fun. Moving on, though, I've been keeping hella busy and listening to all sorts of new music. A lot of stuff coming out despite the whole pandemic. Lots of bands getting in touch and sending me their tunes, too. Not that I am one to complain, though. It's great to hear all sorts of new bands and new music from around the world. What I'm getting at is that if you are in a surf band and you want to get on the Surf Me, I got an open door policy. You just got to get in touch and send me some of your music. Whether you got my email, you can get it from a bunch of bands, or you want to shoot me a message on Facebook, by all means. So long as you're instrumental, there's a spot for you on the Surf Me. That's right. We are strictly instrumental. I mean, nothing wrong with vocals, don't get me wrong, no. But the Big Surf ain't the place for them. No Beach Boys? Cha! Not on my watch. Now, shouting things out in a song like, hey, Chihuahua, that I can do. I like that. Speaking of, hey, Chihuahua, that actually comes from a good friend and excellent surf guitarist, Mark Malibu, who we just heard from. Yes, off of the new album, Dance Party Agogo, available now on Bandcamp, we heard Gnarly Ride. Then I got Hattori Hanzo's Surf Experience coming at you with a new track, El Valle del Silencio. This is from their upcoming album, El Verdugo de Red Rock, a soundtrack to a Western movie that may or may not exist. Only time will tell. And our final Surf Britannia surf representatives, you've heard them before on the Big Surf, but now they're here in Surf Britannia form. Zach and the Krakens with Mind Bender. Well, I'm glad to have those fellas back on the show. Same with this duo, the Green Reflectors, and their track Lane Bandit from their release, Tuna. Terror Twist are here too with Descent a la Cave. And starting us off in the third set, Os Pampa Heoles from the Altered State of Reverb label with the song Behind You. Wait, where? There! Is she trying to get at that? Oh, no way. We're not going there. That's a little Stranglers reference for you, thanks. I'm going to keep this show family friendly, though. I can't finish that line. Woo! Well, all right, thanks. This is about it for me, the Big DB. I gotta wrap this little showski up and get ready for the next one. I'm listening to some new music while I'm getting this episode together, and let me tell you, I have some real awesome tunes lined up for you in August. Yes, what do I have? Oh, well, I guess we'll have to tune in on the August full moon to find out. That's August 3rd, and you'll hear what I have in store for you. Okay, I want to get out of here. This is Dirk Bergante signing off on the Surfany of Destruction 2.